I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Simon Constable. He's in the south of France in paradise. We've been reflecting on commodities and prices. Now we turn to the trouble in Parliament. Sir Keir Starmer is the prime minister, and yet, even with a 165 majority, meaning he can do anything he wants because he's elected to lead an overwhelming number of votes, anything he wants, even with that, he is constantly in trouble with his own back bench. And the revolts are so commonplace now, you just wait for them. The headline will appear. Let me count the ways. Taxes have reversed themselves. Labor has so many times since the election. I forget the original promise. We're waiting for the fall budget, but it looks like they're going to tax everything that's living and dead and tax it in a way they promised they wouldn't. This is labor. Then we have immigration, which is a much longer story. But it involves the fact that Labour promised to solve the immigration problem, as the Tories did not. It's not only not solved. Nobody likes what's happening next. The Financial Times writes, for example, a strategy to restore public trust has two essential ingredients, tighter control over the number of people arriving, and a comprehensive plan to cushion the impact on communities that attract large numbers of newcomers. The evidence suggests that immigration adds to national prosperity, but that is an aggregate calculation. Many of the places in which the immigrants settle are among the country's poorest and already face strains on public services. New arrivals invite resentment. The payoff with regard to Sir Keir Starmer. Stopping the boats is an impossible task, writes the FT. In cooperation with France, even if the government may succeed in capping the numbers. However, past experience shows that with focus and resources, the government can operate a relatively liberal immigration policy that commands public support. Slamming the door is no answer. But Sir Keir Starmer needs to show he's in charge of how wide it is open. There it is, in charge, leading. The final issue is Sir Keir Starmer in charge of his own party? The evidence points to, we don't know. And therein lies a challenge over the next 4 years of the term for Parliament. Simon, I believe I've summarized the difficulties we're having. So how do you pick apart Sir Keir Starmer's role? What do you expect, given his term could last another 4 years?
It's very interesting. It could last another 4 years. I think it would be very unwise for the party, this Labour Party, to get rid of Keir Starmer right now, because there is no obvious leader who can be better than Keir Starmer for Labour at the moment. However, at some point, there will need to be a change, because Keir Starmer doesn't have the charisma to win another election, not after all the things that have happened, like rising tax rate, the failure to deal with the illegal immigration issues and many other things, and the flip-flops. You don't really know where he stands, because if one day he'll say, we want to do this, and then a few days later, he'll turn around on it and do something different. So I think you said this to me earlier, there's no trust, and there's no change. There's no leadership. And, quite rightly, they don't want to change. So don't expect change of leader anytime soon. But in a couple of years, when the election looks like it's quite near, I think you'll see a new leader who might be able to challenge Nigel Farage. Might lose as well.
Nigel Farage is the shadow that hangs over all of Parliament. He's got a party called Reform UK, which is very small in Parliament, said to be much larger across the land, and he represents none of the above. Nothing about Nigel Farage is trustworthy either, but he seems to excite the polls. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it's correct. He is basically channeling the worries of that big block of voters who didn't vote for Farage in as his group, Reform UK. They didn't get voted in as a party. He got in, and there's a lot of people out there who are still very dissatisfied with Starmer, and they're seeing in Nigel Farage something a lot better. Now, I don't know whether it will be a lot better, but people are seeing it that way. And that could be disastrous for Labour and other parties in Parliament right now.
There's nothing but gloomy news back home except for one thing. England is qualified for the World Cup. Does that make you happy, Simon? Because you need something in England for the people to be happy about.
Well, I do love the World Cup. I don't watch a lot of football at all. But when the World Cup's on, it's so great to watch because you're looking at players at the peak of their career, and absolutely wonderful. So the England being in there is great. I hope they can win the actual cup. And Scotland has got into it for the first time since the 1970s, which is really quite incredible. That's been a real bad patch for them for the last few decades. And I'm sure they'll be good too. We'll see what happens. It's always wonderful to watch it.
It comes down to the draw of what division you're in as you start the World Cup. And I read that the draw will be in December. So Simon and I will have much to say about this. Because we're looking for good news out of London. It's hard to find right now. Simon Constable in the south of France, paradise, as it cools towards winter, and Lyra's first Christmas time. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.